Merry Christmas from Grace Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Join us as the Music and Drama Ministries present the musical One of Us.
By hands of grace, we are children of a loving God, called to live as His own, trusting and simple in a father-child relationship, believing that each life lived as it was designed to be lived is pure miracle.
But from the beginning, our first temptation has remained the greatest, to grab for the glory, to make the power play, to seize the authority reserved for God alone.
How could God hope to show us the beauty and simplicity of His plan? How could He convince us that each life lived is pure miracle?
He lived his life as a man made of dust.
Almighty God, who created the planets, the stars, and the galaxies, came down into one small world, our world, and called it home. He who had thrown lightning bolts against the sky and carved out rugged mountain ranges with his fingers slipped silently into our midst in the small, smooth body of a baby. He came to us as one of us, and we called his name Jesus.
We see the signs of the season, decorations for preparations for gatherings of every kind. Do you ever stop to wonder what it has to do with a baby born 2,000 years ago? Jesus came to earth to bring his light to the darkness. He came to know each of us who yearns to be known. He came to be a friend to children, a companion to the elderly, to care as a brother and rescue as a savior. Jesus came as one of us.
Jesus knew what it was to laugh and cry, to hope and hurt. He came into this world with all of its beauty and tragedy, all of its truth and lies. He came seeking us. He came to bridge the gap of loneliness and separation each one of us feels. Jesus created a shimmering hope, an awesome possibility, that all of us might someday be one with Him and one with each other. This is the spirit of love and power at the heart of the holiday we celebrate.
Singing carols on a wintry night, trim the tree till it's shining and bright.
here to enter our hearts as his home.
Was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men.
To be one of us.
And Joseph went up from Nazareth in Galilee to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, along with Mary, his betrothed, who was great with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
He was only a baby, so meek and low, but glory shone in his face.
Shepherds staying out in the fields at night, watching their flocks. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were afraid. But the angel said to them, "Fear not, for I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all people. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born, and he is Christ the Lord."
Savior Christ.
angels told the shepherds to look for a sign, a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Then the angels ascended, glorifying God and praising Him in the highest.
After the angels had gone, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing which the Lord has made known to us." So they hurried on their way, and they were amazed to find Mary, Joseph, and the baby lying in the manger, just as the angel had said.
What child is this, this beautiful child? Awesome and mighty, yet tender and small, who sweetly dreams in his mother's arms. Could he be the king of all? What child is this, this wonderful child that angels are praising in heaven above? This tiny baby, so meek and mild, could he be the Lord of love? This is Christ the King, shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him praise, the babe, the Son of Mary. What child is this, this marvelous child, that wise men would seek him from so very far, to bring their gifts across the dusty miles to the babe 'neath the Bethlehem star? This, this is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and haste, haste to bring him praise, the babe, the Son of Mary. This, this is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels see. What child is this, this beautiful child?
A small, diverse group of worshipers were drawn to the manger to adore the newborn holy child, peasants and kings, young and old, sinners and saints. But they were just a foreshadowing of the millions who would one day surrender their hearts to this one who would be their king.
People from all walks of life, from the lowest to the highest born, would choose to bow down before him and worship him as Lord.
princes and paupers, sons and daughters, kneel at the throne of grace. Losers and winners, saints and sinners, one day we'll see.
And still they come today. One by one they come. By the hundreds and thousands and millions they come from every part of the world, from every walk of life, seeking the one who came seeking us. Some bring broken and needy lives and lay them down before Jesus. Some bring lives filled with worldly success that have proved hollow, even in their power and affluence. And so they come to the one who is one of us, hoping against hope that He will be the answer.
I have come from so far away, down the road of my own mistakes, in the hope you could hear. Keep me in your reach. How I've longed through these wasted years to outrun all the pain and fear, turn to stone from my uncrowned. your grace I seek. Love won't compromise. It's a gift, it's a sacrifice. My soul renewed and my heart released. In you I'll find my peace. O wondrous child, of whom the angels sing, know my joy, feel my suffering. Shining star, make this love you bring so bright that you love to bring. Then my way will not be lost from now on, till that river's crossed, my soul renewed and my spirit freed. In you I'll find my peace.
Jesus took on frail human form so that he could give us his life of victory. He traded his throne in heaven for a cross on a hill, and he paid the price for our sins by dying on that cross, because he loved us.
Jesus did more than show us the way. He came to be the way. He did more than tell us the truth. He came to be our truth. He did more than give us peace. Jesus is our peace.
Then my way will not be lost from now on, my soul renewed and my spirit freed. In you I'll find my peace. My soul renewed and my heart released. In you I'll find my peace.
Pray with me. O Lord, we praise you for coming to earth as one of us. We thank you for building a bridge from our sinfulness to your Father's heart. We come now confessing our sins and receiving the new beginning that you died to give us. Be the Lord of our life, Jesus. We ask this in your awesome and powerful name. Amen.
Lord of the manger, Lord of the cross, you gained a kingdom for the life that you lost. You lived among us, our Savior and friend, and we praise you, Lord Jesus, again and again. Lord of all mercy, again and again.
The joy of Christmas is saying yes to Jesus, the one who came to be one of us, the one who was born as a child, who lived as a man, who died as a Savior, and was raised to life as our eternal King. As we leave this celebration, let us go out as His ambassadors, each one of us. Let us carry the wonder, the power, and the indwelling light of His amazing love into this world that He came to save.
I walked a long way to get down here. Was that fabulous or not? A lot of folks go into making this work. There's a number of folks that work with our sound and our lights, and of course the narrators and all that they add in terms of helping work the transitions and the program itself, and of course Fred and all the work he does with the choir, and as I look at the orchestra, virtually everybody here has come up through this ministry and has been one of our kids. There's one or two of the older guys that are not that did not come through the program, but the rest of all of the young ones certainly did. And it's a blessing to have that kind of ministry that works through a variety of different kinds of things. Now, Don, you wanted to make a presentation. Is that correct? Let me just, as he's coming, just kind of give you a detail. We're going to pray, and then anyone who brought visitors, I'm going to excuse you, and I'm going to excuse young mothers with children, and then I'm going to encourage our senior citizens to go as well, and then the teeming multitude after that's going to come. There's a couple of different lines. If you go out this hallway here and make a left-hand turn going towards the fellowship hall, you will indeed find there's one set of tables there, and if you go straight back this way, there's another set of tables and quite a bit of seating, and so it's going to be a wonderful meal, and we trust that you will enjoy it. And Don has a presentation.
Every organization needs a leader. Everyone needs someone that you can look up to, and that's exactly what Fred has provided for us. Those of us who've been in the choir for a number of years, we know what goes into a little bit into musicals like tonight, as well as Sunday by Sunday by Sunday, and that's a big coordinating job. And Fred likes to use as many different people as possible. He likes to see if there's some young people that can do something in our services, and then he puts them on so that they get that experience. That's what I call greatness. And
choir?
Stand. Fred?
Thank you. I truly appreciate the opportunity to work with such a great group of people. And I won't talk long because, you know, I get emotional. But I was talking to, you can sit down. I was talking to Paul Borma, I guess it was yesterday, and I just said, you know, there was a time where you had to really work rhythms and parts and stuff with orchestra, and now I bring it in and we just work on the interpretation and the expression and stuff. We hardly ever have to beat out the parts anymore because they really have grown and just musically. And I just can't say enough. You know how I'm about these things. I don't like recognition in these large groups like this. I enjoy so much what I do. I love it. And every Sunday when I come in, it's just like just a joy to come in and worship with you and lead you in worship. I can't express to you what a joy that is to me. And these people back here work very hard, and my job is so easy because I have great people to work with. You know, people say a lot of times, well, if the job would be great if it wasn't for the people, not mine. I love what I do, and these folks around me and behind me, and the drama and all this, it's just, God has blessed us so much.
Thank you, Fred. We're going to stand for a word of prayer, and then I'm going to just, you know, that the folks that we designated, the ones that have brought visitors and the senior citizens and the mothers with young babies, you know, now I know all of you had, many of you had young babies at one time, but if they're not here now, that doesn't count. So Father, for this food we're going to partake and the fellowship we're going to have, may it be around you. May we lift you up with all that we say and do. And thank you for the meal we're going to receive, and thank you for the spiritual meal we've already received. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for worshiping with us today. Grace Baptist Church exists to glorify God by knowing Him through His Word, loving Him through worship and obedience, and serving Him by caring for others. For more information about our ministries, please go to www.aboutgracebaptist.org. See you next time.